Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Today we'll be discussing this year's U.S. Wheat Summer Meeting. Joining me today is Royce Shaneman, the Executive Director for the Nebraska Wheat Board. Royce, what is the overall purpose of having these U.S. Wheat Summer Meetings?
Well, U.S. Wheat is our federal cooperator, which means that they take our checkoff dollars and leverage those with a application to USDA to access more funding to do a lot of international market development. So we utilize the MAP Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development FMD funds to help promote our crop around the world. So U.S. Wheat Associates puts on over 200 programs in over 100 countries.
What were some of the main topics that were discussed during the summer meeting?
Through this organization, we have a lot of different standing committees and working groups. So just to give you an idea, we've got long-range planning. We have a food aid working group, a hard white wheat committee, our budget group. We have a transportation working group, wheat quality, and then we have our full board meeting.
During this meeting, were there any major topics that were discussed that pertain to the future of the wheat industry?
Yes. You know, there are a number of different issues and topics that were of importance to the group. And, you know, some of them that we talked about were the increased attention on wheat imports into the U.S. from other countries. It's not unheard of that we import some wheat, but some of the more recent importations got some interest in the media. So we discussed the situation around those and where they came from, what the intent and expected use of that wheat coming into the U.S. was. And of course, then the impacts of the Ukraine and Russia war, what that's doing to global markets. We had a lot of discussion about that with supply, demand, you know, the shipments of Ukrainian wheat. So a lot of world events that really impact us on the state level. We had a lot of discussion about those, and those were just a couple of the bigger ones. Then each one of our working groups and committees have a number of issues that they're working on. I guess I'll talk about the transportation working group a little bit. You know, a few topics in that group are rail rates and rail service, and then also the Canadian Pacific acquiring the Kansas City Southern Railway, what that's going to do to our rail rates and service and accessibility to foreign markets. So a lot of discussion, and guest speakers would come and talk on issues like that. And then still in the transportation area, we had some discussion about what's happening out in the Pacific Northwest with the proposal to remove three of the dams in the Snake River, what kind of impact that would have on wheat production and how wheat flows out of the Pacific Northwest, because that would really disrupt barge traffic or accessibility to barge traffic. So then that puts more grain onto the rail system or onto trucks, and all the repercussions and maybe unintended consequences of that discussion of removing those dams. So a lot of interesting topics throughout this whole meeting. Maybe some of those aren't specific to Nebraska, but they do affect us when you talk about trying to have the flow of grain in a global marketplace. All these end up affecting us in one way or another.
Again, that was Royce Shaneman, the Executive Director for the Nebraska Wheat Board. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I am Carla Nichols for the Rural Radio Network.